Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Thursday. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman coming at you live, 1040 O Street on this Thirsty Thursday, a.k.a. Eric Strickland. Happiest holiday in the holiday season, which is actually lasts year-round. But anyways, it's this holiday. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Greens and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, 168th and Maple. If you've been listening all day and you've been abreast, obviously you know that the Huskers are about to get busy down there in Louisville, and we have one of our busiest co-partners, our family, Rico, on the line to give us an update. Rico, what's going on, my young brother?
So, hello, hello, good sirs. How are we doing today?
We're doing good, man. I mean, it's a warm December day here in Nebraska. It's about 58 degrees, 58 mile an hour winds, but we're holding it down. Seen some of your posts, and some of you have been listening to you all day. For our old school listeners, obviously it's just the beginning of drive time. Give us an update on the vibe down there in Huskerville. We won't even call it Louisville because it's Huskerville, considering that the amount of red that is down there in Louisville.
We're down here in the Ville. You can call it Huskerville. You can call it Louisville, Loveville, Louisville, however you want to say it. It doesn't matter. The different shade of red that Nebraska brought down with it is strong down here. I went to the fan event at the Galt Hotel, and that place was packed. The players weren't there. Obviously, they're staying at a different hotel. But the players' parents were there. That's the parents' hotel, I believe. And they were surrounded by fans. They were, I swear, if they could be signing autographs, they would have been signing autographs. They were taking pictures just everywhere you walk outside right now, outside of the KFC Yum Center, is all Nebraska. It was, you know, Pitt and Louisville coming in on the red carpet for their first match. And I'm not kidding you, there were more Nebraska fans around the red carpet than there were Louisville and Pitt fans. It is crazy down here. A whole bunch of Nebraska fans checked into my hotel as I was leaving. I saw a whole bunch of Husker fans when I flew in, and just a ton of them throughout the day, just walking around doing their things.
You know, Rico, it's a big matchup, obviously, Nebraska and Penn State locked horns just a couple weeks ago, and then obviously Penn State was able to pull through. But judging the way that the Huskers were able to, you know, dispose of Wisconsin, wouldn't say easily, but obviously, you know, beating a team three times is a lot harder than doing it twice during the regular season.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making T-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know you watched the Penn State match against Creighton. I want your opinion, I felt like Creighton had control of the match but didn't have the experience. But the play on the court felt like was probably on par with Creighton in the way that they've been playing, which I think bodes well for the Huskers at this point in time in the season in a neutral site with potentially probably a home court advantage with the amount of Husker fans.
Well, if you talk to John Cook, and we talked to him about that Creighton-Penn State matchup before we came down to Louisville and a little bit before that match even, or after Nebraska's match ended, and talking about how Creighton plays, and he, you know, gives nothing but praise to the Creighton Blue Jays and how they play. He says that the way that they play and the way that Pittsburgh plays is kind of the future of volleyball. I don't remember exactly how he described it. He kind of went into more detail, and you know, he's obviously an expert. He can do that, but the way that Creighton plays, they put a lot of stress on every aspect of your defense, and they hit extremely well. So for them to hang with Penn State despite the kind of lack in star power between the two, like, Creighton's got some really talented players, but Penn State, I mean, they're Penn State. They're one of the best volleyball programs around. So their star power just kind of went a little bit further. But in this matchup between Nebraska and Penn State, in that first matchup, they had a lot of things to go in for them. I mean, they were still fighting for the Big Ten co-champion. They were trying to get at least a share and a possibility of getting sole ownership of the Big Ten lead. It was the first time that Caroline Jeremicious and Maggie Mendelsohn were going to be playing against Nebraska, against their former coach, against their former teammates and their friends. And just everything surrounding Penn State being at home just fell their way. Nebraska, if you look at the statistics, they were pretty close in just about every statistic outside of kills. And Nebraska hit a season low, I believe it was 154 in that match. So their offense was extremely sluggish. So if Nebraska can figure it out, which they have, their offense has been kind of on fire the last few matches. Their defense has been on another level. If they can continue that kind of play and they can get a little bit more from Merritt Beeson, this match might be a lot different than the first time that these teams met up this season.
Hey, Rico, how big will Lanphier be? Penn State's familiar with Nebraska and how they play and some of their schemes because of players, et cetera. Mm-hmm. One X factor seems to be Lanphier and the fact that she changes the way they play when she's in the lineup. So how big can she be later tonight for the Huskers?
I mean, when Nebraska slotted her into the lineup over Lindsey Krause, it kind of perked a couple people's ears, had people raising their eyebrows because Lindsey Krause, people believed, had earned that starting spot. But Taylor Lanphier, I mean, 2022, she was the Big Ten Player of the Year. She was on that Minnesota squad. She was pretty much their only weapon and just driving them, dragging them to NCAA tournament appearances in her first 2 years there, her first 3 years there. But when she got slotted into this lineup, she kind of just brings an extra something to the lineup, just the way that she's able to make contact with the ball, the way that she swings. She provides a bigger block, kind of her arms are a little bit longer than Lindsey Krause's are, so she provides sort of a bigger block. And if you see her after every play, not to say that not everybody is, but she is extremely excited, the biggest smile on her face, jumping all around. That's kind of an emotional lift regardless of what's going on. And like I said, I mean, she was the Big Ten Player of the Year 2 years ago, so she's still got that in her. And it seems as if in the last couple matches that her and Bird and Riley have kind of developed more of a rapport, because earlier in the season, you saw Taylor Lanphier tipping a lot of shots. She wasn't getting clean looks. She wasn't swinging like she swung when she was at Minnesota. But in the match against Dayton and the match against Minnesota, Taylor Lanphier came up big. And it looks like Bergen Riley and her have kind of found a connection. She's able to make solid contact now with the ball, which is going to be just, again, that's another level for Nebraska that they haven't seen throughout the season when they were trying to find that second outside hitter opposite of Harper Murray.
Rico, I mean, with your inside knowledge there, obviously it could be the X factor to get Nebraska over the hump. But one thing that's been pretty consistent all year is the defense of the Huskers. And it seems to, as the season goes on, sometimes you could have a lull. I want your opinion. It seems like as the season has went on, even after the Penn State loss, but then you were able to lean on your defense until you kind of got out of your funk the next day against Maryland, and then obviously continued along to finish out the season. Talk about the emphasis on the defense from the Huskers this year, and then actually how the defense has actually cranked it up down the stretch, which may bode well for them tonight down the stretch against Penn State.
Hey, look, if John Cook, he's mentioned it before, if he was a football coach, he'd be a defensive coordinator. He loves defense, and that is always an aspect of Nebraska volleyball that is there, something that they emphasize year after year, match after match, practice after practice. It's something that they want to be the best at, and this year they've been one of the best teams in the country defensively, and with Lexi Rodriguez, who's up for National Player of the Year, who was the libero of the year in the Big Ten, back there, it makes things a whole heck of a lot easier for Nebraska. And then you mix in Lainey Choboy and Olivia Mauch, and things just never hit the floor behind them. And like you said, as the season has gone on, it seems as if they've just been getting better and better and better. They've had their lulls, but they've also had matches. They've had sets where their offense is hitting .0 something, but they're still leading by 7 points because they just refuse to let the ball hit the ground or their block just comes up massive. So defense for Nebraska is going to be the focal point. And just like Rebecca Alex said, after they won their regional, she thinks their defense can lead them to a national championship. And that's exactly what they're going to have to lean on.
Rico, on the other side of this thing, I mean, the first game of the night, it's two teams that are familiar with each other. And Louisville being at home should provide some advantage, except Pitt seems to have their number anyway. So what do you expect in the first matchup?
You would think that them being at home would be kind of an advantage, right? But the two times that they played this season, Louisville lost in, I believe it was 4 sets at Pittsburgh, and they actually got swept here at home by Pittsburgh. So Louisville, as of late, has been playing much better volleyball. So I would expect them to put up much more of a fight, and then, you know, having the home crowd behind them, it being the national semifinal, the crowd's going to be raucous. You're going to have Nebraska fans who, I don't know who they're going to cheer for, but I would lean that they're going to cheer for the other red team, with Danny Buckboom Kelly kind of patrolling the sideline there for them. It's going to be extremely loud in this first semifinal. And, have you guys watched Pitt play at all this year?
Yeah, they're pretty explosive.
They are, and I watched them practice. Yeah, they are huge.
Yeah.
They are a massive team. They are super fun. They are super fast. They are super strong. I mean, there's a reason they were ranked number one practically the entire season. They almost had a slip up against Oregon in the first regional, but they kind of got it right, and that might have been the wake up call that they needed, because they, not to say that they've been coasting per se, but they've kind of been rolling through the rest of the season until the postseason, not really having that many scares. So that might have been the wake up call to wake up Pitt and have them hit that next level, or hit that level that they had at the beginning of the season.
All right, Rico, you're down there. You got the vibes. You know all the inside knowledge. Now we got to get your picks. Who are you picking in the first semifinal, and then obviously who are you picking in the Huskers later on tonight?
Careful with that whole inside knowledge thing, and I don't know anything. I'm just down here doing my best. I am gonna pick. So there's two different things. I want Louisville to win because of Danny Busboom Kelly and how they've been playing, but I think, and a better story to me, and I think Pittsburgh is going to win just because of the size, the dominance. I mean, they're number one in offensive hitting percentage, and they're number one in opponent's hitting percentage. They're the best at both things, offense and defense, and I think they're going to continue that streak against Louisville tonight here shortly, actually.
And who are you picking tonight? Obviously, I have to go through the formality of who you're going to ask. Who are you picking tonight, Huskers and Penn State?
Oh, I got Penn State. No, I'm just kidding. I got Nebraska in 4 sets. I think that Merritt Beeson is going to have a little bit of an awakening from these last two matchups where she hasn't done much offensively. Her defense is still there, but I think she's going to have an awakening. Taylor Lanfair is going to do her thing. Harper Murray is going to – she refuses to lose. And the two middles, Andy Jackson and Rebecca Alec, are just going to be forces at the net. I expect a ton of blocks from Nebraska, and I see them winning in 4.
There it is. Rico, the man of the hour, is going to be giving us live updates, obviously, throughout the night on social media, and then we get a chance to dial you back up. But, Rico, get rested. I know you're pretty excited. We're excited to keep an eye on it from up here in the home front. We'll check in with you later.
All right. Thank you, guys. Hold it down out there. I'll hold it down out here. It's going to be a long night tonight, gentlemen.
Oh, we listen.
Sorry, Rico. Get you a Red Bull. You'll be good. Yeah. Stop, Rico. You can break curfew. You'll be okay.
He has no curfew. Sure? This is one of 4 days a year. Yeah. he's in charge of Rico.
Hey, Rico, lock in. Lock in, Rico.
Hey, I've been locked in. I got here a little bit earlier than I probably should have, but I've been locked in. I tried to go to the red carpet. There's too many people out there. I couldn't see anything. I'm too short.
All right, Rico. We'll check in with you later, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
There it is, Rico coming in with a little bit of an update and the vibe down there. I mean, I think it's when you get to these championship type of games and it's a different vibe, you know, when you're playing for – I mean, it's – when you're playing for championships, it's a lot different, and you have to have a different mindset, and you have to have a championship type of mindset. So I actually watched Pittsburgh twice. I was like, oh, just let me see. And I was, you know, you never, at least for me, I never really thought of like Pittsburgh as a volleyball school, but I was watching them. And I was like, dang, they're real good. Right.
Well, I mean, they're number one. And this one has the underbelly of this Final Four is that for far too long, the Big Ten has claimed the crown when it comes to women's volleyball. Yeah. But the ACC said, listen, while you're not paying attention, we're putting better. Together some programs. Yeah. And the two ACC programs feel like they have as much right as you know, to access to the crown as the two Big Ten teams. So
yeah, it's almost like Big Ten basketball. And then you see with volleyball, you kind of beat each other up. But then also Pittsburgh, where they are geographically, kind of keeps them off the radar. And they've been able to kind of move in silence. So
well, especially with Penn State right there. Think about all that history, that tradition. Pitt was able to kind of build that monster just kind of waiting in the wings.
Yeah, and build it real slow, and then obviously it came to fruition the last couple of years. So we'll see tonight, and champions will be not crowned tonight, but you'll be on your way. So hopefully the Lady Huskers do their thing, which I think they will. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.